From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The baseball season is in its final weeks, and Chicago Cubs fans are starting to get jumpy. It has been 100 years since the Cubs last won the World Series. In a few minutes, we'll hear about Merkel's boner, a fateful mistake made in 1908 that helped send the Cubs to the championship. In 2008, the Cubs are at the top of the National League. This could finally be the year. But they have lost 8 of the last 11 games, and as NPR's David Shaper reports, late-season collapses are all too familiar for Cubs fans.
Fans of the Chicago Cubs are nothing if not devoted.
We're Shirley and Sandy Rovner. We've been Cubs fans since 1938 was my first game.
Fans their whole lives, the Rovners have never seen the Cubs win at all.
Well, very frustrating for a lot of years. We lived with their wins and we died with their losses, but we stuck with them.
Have lots and, of disappointments.
The long slumps, late season collapses, horrors, Shirley calls them. Playoff series losses in 1984, 89, 98, 2003, and again last year. But despite decades of heartbreak and a late-season skid now that is making many Cubs fans brows sweat and stomachs churn, Sandy Rovner remains confident this year's Cubs will finally get back to the World Series.
We're not trying to delude ourselves, but we think they have an honest shot at it this year.
And it's not just the Rovners who think the Cubs have a shot. Many fans say this year's team is different than the few they've thought have had a chance in the past.
They seem to be playing together really good as a team.
Tom Petzl, a 56-year-old steel worker from suburban Matson, says this year's Cub team is all business, with a strong and deep pitching staff, good defense, and timely hitting.
I just think that this is their year, and whether it be 100 years or whether it be last year and this year, doesn't matter.
Over the years, some fans have blamed curses and jinxes for the Cubs' misfortune. A black cat on the field in 1969, a fan interfering with a foul ball in 2003, and most famously, the curse of the Billy Goat that was denied entry to the ballpark for the 1945 World Series. It's been the team of whatever can go wrong will go wrong. But even in the midst of yet another September slump, lifelong Cubs fan Don Smith from Chicago's North Side says this about curses.
It's all nonsense. We could kill 10 goats and offer them up to the baseball gods. Wouldn't make any difference. We're going to win because we've got a good team.
And Smith should know a good team after seeing so many bad ones.
I remember with my little transistor radio. You probably don't remember transistor radios. I have bled with the Cubs far too long. The wounds are healed. I feel great, and we're going all the way.
Not everyone is this confident. Sports talk shows have been getting calls from very anxious and fatalistic fans. The website Bleed Cubby Blue had a headline the other day screaming, "Don't panic." But Smith and other confident fans point out that the Cubs have done so well already this season that they can afford to lose a few games now. The Cubs are still in first place with the best record in the National League. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.